Anna, do you remember a couple of days ago when we had a conference call with Emma Watson?
I do indeed.
It's a weird sentence to say, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the most awkward recording of all time.
Why?
Because I couldn't hear any of it.
Oh, yeah, you couldn't hear it and you were producing it.
Yeah.
Well, do you know what? We're going to play it right now so you'll be able to hear it finally. Usually in an interview, you'll be producing it, you get to hear what's going on. But it was just me and Emma Watson on a house phone. It was well old school. Basically, they were like, you can go to Madrid and interview her if you want. I was like, no way.
I said yes, but...
I said no. but I love Emma Watson. Just CBA with Madrid. So we phoned her instead. And I thought, it's for the radio. It won't make any difference, will it? I went to see her film Regression, which I loved but also hated. I loved it because it's terrifying. I hated it because it was terrifying. And I saw it on my own and then it made me feel uncomfortable in my own home.
Great.
But that, I mean, that's the sign that it's a good, well-made movie that affected me afterwards.
Good horror film.
Yeah, good horror film. And Ethan Hawke's in it as well, and he's amazing in it. It's a great film. Anyway, here's what happened when we didn't go to Madrid to interview Emma Watson, but we did do it on a house phone. you're welcome.
The Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Nick Grimshaw.
Hi, Emma.
Hi, Nick.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good. It's nice to hear from you. Where are you? Madrid?
I'm in Spain.
Oh, wonderful. There was a point when I was going to be coming to Madrid to see you and I was really excited.
Oh, no. What happened?
I don't know. I got really excited. I was on holiday and everyone was like, we're going to... Oh, what happened? Oh, it was money. It was money. People just did the money sign to me. It was a money thing.
That's a shame.
Yeah, but almost.
That's a shame.
So I saw Regression yesterday.
What did you think?
I really loved it. And do you know what? It's one of those films that I didn't know anything about it because I get to go and see films before they're out. So before you see, you know, you doing an interview where I learn what the film's about or before I see a trailer on TV. So I just went to go and see it. It was sort of 2 p.m. It was a beautiful day. And then I got in and it was so intense and so captivating. I was drawn in from the second it started. So dark. I mean, it's not a film that I thought I'd see Emma Watson in.
Right, yeah. It is really dark. And it's kind of one of those awesome films where you kind of like think you know what it's going to be and then it's something completely different, which I think is pretty awesome.
There's so many twists and turns in it. I felt like, oh, this is where it's going. And then it kept changing and going on. And some of the grossest things in cinema, I think.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think I never would have done a movie like this without knowing I was doing it with a director who was incredibly tasteful, which is Alejandro. I think under any other circumstance, I'd be like, I wouldn't really go there. But he's so good.
Ethan Hawke, I thought, was incredible in it. How was he to go to work with?
He's such a joy to be around. Every day, he would come into the hair and makeup trailer playing a different instrument. Like, sometimes he'd rock up with a trumpet, and sometimes he'd rock up with a guitar, sometimes he'd be singing. He'd always be reading something interesting. Like, he was just really nice to be around with. And he was also a child actor, so it was nice. I got to sort of talk to him a lot about what that's like.
Yeah, speaking of being a child actor, a child actress, it's a big week for you this weekend, because 15 years since you started playing Hermione.
I know, it's so weird. It was really kind of one of those nice full circle moments, really, because I did my last day on Beauty and the Beast as Belle. And as I was driving home, I saw all of this stuff reminding me that it had been 15 years to the day that I was cast as Hermione. So,
wow. I thought that was a typo when I read that. I was like, that can't be 15 years. You mean
no,
like three? It can't have been 15 years ago. But it was.
Crazy. More than half of my life.
Oh, my God. Well, it's a big week. 15 years since you started playing Hermione. Same week you finished filming for Beauty and the Beast. And also, obviously, this will be priority in your diary, 3 years since I last interviewed you on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show.
You know, it's weird you bring that up, Nick, because I've been counting the days. I've got, like, a tally. It's been hard. But
so
I'm really glad that...
3-year anniversary,
now.
Darling.
I'm really, really glad that... You know,
3 years since we spent our time together in the basement of the old Radio 1. And that was, you were promoting Perks of Being a Wallflower, which was
Actually,
3 years
ago. Genuinely, that is kind of crazy. 3 years. Is it that long? Wowzers.
Yeah, no, it's scary that. We checked it out, what you do, because you know you do a different thing for each anniversary. You give, like, paper or gold or whatever. The three-year anniversary, if you're having an anniversary with someone you're married to, traditionally, you give leather as a gift, so like a handbag or something. But I read you're vegan, so I imagine you're not really up for the leather.
if it's well-sourced, maybe. Like, as long as no one's in tons of awful, horrible pain, as long as no animals are seriously hurt in the process, then that's fine with me.
Okay, I'll find some well-sourced, ethical leather for your for your anniversary with me. I guess now, because once you've... I feel like you've done such a good array of stuff. Is it quite fun now to be... Because you've sort of opened yourself up to a whole world of things, I think, doing a movie like this. Is it quite fun getting scripts sent to you and flicking through those and picking those? It must be quite a nice place to be where you can sort of pick and choose what you want to do.
Yeah, no, it's great. Sometimes it's hard, though, making decisions, I have to say. Like, sometimes I'm really baffled about what to do about a certain project and, you know, it's sort of... Getting a film made or getting a film put together right, to me, feels like, you know, like a lunar eclipse or something. It's kind of like this perfect miracle of all of these happening at the same moment. So the right director with the right cast, with, you know, enough money to get it made properly. All of these sort of disparate elements have to arrive at the same perfect moment. And sometimes it happens and sometimes it doesn't. It always feels a little bit, I don't know, iffy, I guess.
Iffy? Do you know whether or not when you get a script and you read a script, whether or not it's going to be good, or do you not know if it's going to be good until you've started filming it and you're like, oh, I don't like this now?
No, of course. It always feels like a gamble, because even if sometimes you'll get all of the perfect elements in place and it still won't be a good movie. And sometimes, you know, you think to yourself, oh, gosh, this might be a disaster, and it turns out really well.
So, well, thankfully, regression, I think. If I read that on paper, I was like, what happens in the film? I was like, this is a terrible idea. But this is a film where everything's fit into place. I think it's a great movie. I mean, terrifying, proper scary movie.
Yeah.
And I knew it was good because when I left, it really stuck with me. And it was something that I wanted to talk to everybody about in the office. I wanted to tell everyone what happens in it.
Yeah.
Which is a good sign.
I think this film's a good example of, you know, on paper, genuinely, I was like, what on earth? What is this? But then speaking to Alejandro and realising who was making it and how it was going to be made, you sort of realise that it's going to be great and it's going to be amazing.
Yeah, it is going to be great. It's going to be good. Well, we wanted to celebrate our three-year anniversary very quickly because last time you were in, I asked you some questions from the Radio 1 listeners and I wanted to see if those answered had changed 3 years on.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
So I asked you, a listener asked you, the place you've never been to that you wanted to go. Now, 3 years ago, you said Istanbul. Did you ever make it to Istanbul? Have you been there yet?
I did make it to Istanbul, and it was amazing. It was everything I hoped it was going to be. I had the best 3 or 4 days. It was brilliant. So, yeah.
Ugh. Wonderful.
Ticked.
One goal conquered. I made it to Istanbul and then lost my voice and couldn't come to radio the next day.
Oh dear.
That's... And everyone went mad in the paper and told and shouted at me.
Oh no, Nick.
I know, but it wasn't my fault, Emma. It was the wine.
I think it was the air conditioner on the flight or something.
We asked you as well, one food to eat for the rest of your life, what would it be? Let's see if this has changed. If there was one food that you would eat for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Did I say baked beans? Because that's still the answer now.
You definitely said baked beans. Yeah, that's not changed.
Yeah, baked beans. Although I do also like the Heinz tomato soup from the can a lot with like a piece of toast with a bit of Marmite on it. That's also high on
my... I love that. Do you know what? It was a proper rainy day here the other day. And I was in, and my dog was poorly, and I was like, let's have a proper couch day. And it was raining, and that's exactly what I had. Marmite on toast and tomato soup.
It's so perfect. It's all you need.
Such a treat. Perfect. What I wanted to ask you about was something that gives me terror. These are my two worst words pushed together, and something that myself as a human could never, ever do. But apparently you went to a silent retreat. You were silent.
Apparently, I got a call from a friend asking whether I was all right because apparently I'd taken a vow of silence after my breakup and I wasn't speaking. And I was like, no, I have no idea where that's come from. But I I'm a massive, massive, massive yoga fan and person, and I've been trying to, for a couple of years now, finish my yoga certification so that I can teach.
Oh,
very
wow.
Exciting. And so as part of that certification, I went and did a week of meditation teaching, which was amazing and a super, super, super great experience. But I'm not mute now or anything, basically.
It'd be terrible doing a day of press if you were like, oh, sorry, I'm mute.
Oh, I'm really sorry, this is really awkward, but I've taken a vow of silence. So I'm just
sorry, guys.
Here and you can
go and see my film. I love that you'd be a great yoga teacher. I started doing yoga.
I think
you'd be great at that. You're very present, aren't you?
Aw, Nick, that might be the nicest thing anyone said to me today.
Do you think?
Yeah, that's really
I think
nice
you would be. I think that's
someone.
True, because I started going and I started being taught by this lady called Nadia. She's very calm and very present, and I always want to be around her. And you've got that.
Oh, Nick.
Yeah.
Honestly, that's seriously, seriously made my day. That's really,
oh, you really,
nice.
Really have. And come and teach us yoga. That's our next radio feature, Yoga with Emma Watson.
I'm so up for it.
Like, even if you've not got a film to promote, we'll take it.
The next time we meet, you should be in a yoga studio. And we can take I don't know how we'll take listeners through a yoga class, but we could try and narrate it. It would be...
Yeah, we could film it, put it out live, maybe.
We could. Maybe there could be a whole series of Emma Watson and Nick Grimshaw yoga tapes.
A yoga DVD for Christmas.
Yes, perfect. This is
hello.
Great.
We solved it. Yeah. Forget about these films. It's yoga DVDs with me. Emma, it's lovely to talk to you.
It's lovely to talk to you too.
Oh, thanks, Emma. Well, lovely to talk to you and good luck with
you
the movie.
Too.
Hopefully, we'll
thank
see you soon.
Thank you. Talk to you soon. Lots of love.
Lots of love. Bye, Emma. Thank you. Bye bye.